This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to the Love Story Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Green, where we are capturing the magic of every love story. Welcome to the Love Story Podcast. The pecs. Do you go by, are you the pecs?
Yep.
Like that's, do you?
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, in the studio, we have Cameron and Barb Peck, yes. Which my first experience with the Peck was Walter Peck, and then along came you guys. So no relation, I take it.
Well, we've done some digging when I was doing a job for Walter's dad.
Uh-huh.
There is a chance we are related way back.
Okay. I like it.
There's a both fracture. A Baptist preacher on logos way back.
Boy. Okay.
Way back.
Okay.
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Wow. And you both.
Okay. Ancestry.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go with that hard. Oh.
You're not a genealogist.
I'm not
That's
that
okay.
interested to know.
Okay, so Walter. We have Cameron and Barb Peck. So the point of this story is the Love Story Podcast. And from what I understand, you had to drag Cameron here kicking and screaming.
I did.
Yes. Okay.
For the
I think I was nagging in his ear every 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We should do this. Well, I appreciate you guys being here. How long have you guys been together?
14 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 14 years from like start to today or 14 years married?
14 years start to today, 11 years married.
Okay. So way back when, 14 years ago, how did you guys meet?
I used to work at Toys R Us.
Okay. Ooh, that's a throwback.
A long time ago.
Yeah. You know,
it's Subaru now. So I used to work at Toys R Us. I had a coworker who was kind of like...
The boss.
I don't want to call her the boss. She's like an assistant manager.
Okay.
But she was sleeping with all of Cameron's roommates.
Mm. I love that.
There's no way around that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to go around. She was sleeping with all of Cameron's roommates.
And how old were we all at this point?
I was 20.
I was 19.
Yep. So then I was 20.
Okay.
Yep.
And this is all very characteristic of... I would imagine Toys R Us employees and also being in your late teens, early 20s.
Was, correct.
And she was divorced, getting married, and getting older. Divorced. It yep. was a lot
she
of
was
tea
divorced
there.
She wasn't divorced yet. She was in the process. She got married like right in high school.
Oh my God.
Was super unhappy. So then she was selling her wild oats.
Of course.
At a college campus.
Okay.
In Alexandria.
Uh-huh.
So mm-hmm. she, I don't know, were you guys having a party at the apartment or she just came there?
She
to
just
get drunk?
Showed up.
And, okay. Well, we worked the early shift on Saturdays at Toys R Us, me okay. and this girl. Mm-hmm. So that means we start at 4 a.m., unloading
Gross.
Semi, all the okay. things. So she calls me and tells me that she's just wasted at this college apartment.
On Saturday night?
On a Friday night
Friday.
Up in Alexandria.
Okay. Okay. Oh, so she has to, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And she has the keys.
And she's got the keys to unlock the store God. And all these things. She's like, I can't drive back to
And this
Cloud.
Is what time at night on a Friday night?
I'll let you in at like 2.
I have to say, it was probably 12:31 when she called me.
Okay. And you're like, I have to work in 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I'm like, I have to get up. You're older. You're 10 years older than me.
Okay. I love all the tea. I love all the tea.
So I wake up my mom and dad.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom, Dad, what do I do? What's the right yeah. thing to do?
Yeah. I'm 20 and this 30-year-old.
She's being naughty. What do I do?
Yeah.
So my mom goes, well, you got to go get her. It's the right thing to do. Okay. So I get in my car, drive mm-hmm. an hour up to Alexandria.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when I meet Cameron because he's holding the door open
yeah.
for me to come
get
into the
apartment. Drunk rod out of my
yes.
apartment.
Yes. A drunk 30-year-old woman yes. out of your apartment. You're 19. Could you imagine? You can't imagine. You lived it.
I yes.
So at this point, she's 30, 20. 19. Cameron is standing there with the door open, and you are coming in, to be the savior of relieving all of these.
She was not in a good mood.
No, of course not. No. So you see Cameron, and you are just like, hold on a second. No. Or you saw Cameron, and you were like, get out of my way. I have to get her. I'm pissed. I work in two hours. Okay.
Yep. I was like, thanks for holding the door. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even
I appreciate you for making me not knock on all these windows.
Yes. Yes.
So I let her to our apartment. She drug her out of there. And I guess this is where I became kind of creepy stalkerish. I asked for Barb's number.
Okay. Cameron was just like, or Barb was just like, meh, not interested. And Cam was just like,
I don't know what you were. I was probably in my pajamas.
Yeah.
I don't know. I seen something there.
Yeah.
Still questionable decisions.
Yeah, she's coming out to get her boss at 2 in the morning. Yeah.
So I started texting her and she doesn't respond.
Okay.
So the coworker.
What time of day are you texting?
This was like 4 days later.
Got it. Okay. Like, 4 days later.
4 days later, middle of the day, every day, I would get a text message. How are you? What are you doing today? How are you? Hey, what's up? I'm like, is this weird number stalking me?
Yeah.
So I like went and blocked it on my cell phone.
Yeah. I work at Toys R Us. I don't need any creepy.
Like, leave me. What is this?
Mm-hmm.
So then I think
you went to an individual.
So you went to the lady.
Okay. The grown woman.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was like, you told me to text her and she's not texting me back. So then she starts texting you and be like, Jesus Christ, text this guy back.
Mm-hmm. And Cameron, what are you doing? You're 19. This is not making for good podcasting that I'm eating these cookies while I'm trying to ask questions. But Cameron, what are you? You're 19 years old. What are you doing? How are you employed? What is your...
I'm going to college. I'm so broke at that time. Okay. When I met her...
I can't wait for that part of the story.
I was so broke. I had figured out I could afford a loaf of bread. I splurged for honey wheat.
Mm.
And I could eat one slice of bread a day.
Mm-hmm.
And water.
And I had water.
Wow.
So on our first date, she finally agrees.
Keep this in mind that he's this broke.
She doesn't know this at this point.
And Barb, what are you doing? Are you working? Are you?
I'm working at Toys R Us. Yes, Toys R Us, right? And then I'm going to school at the same time. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So she finally agrees to go on a date with me, and I'm like, all right.
Because the lady was, she had to circumvent,
you were nagging me. She was nagging me. So I was like, people get off my back.
Yeah, God, fine. Dang. So what's your first text message that you send back to Cameron? Do you remember?
Probably hi.
Yeah.
I think it was, who is this? Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, rightfully so.
So she finally agrees to go on this date with me. So I bring her to Burger King because I literally have $5 to my name.
You gotta back it up. You gotta back it up. You were supposed to take me out, and then you got called. He was a farmhand during college.
Okay.
Trying to make money.
Okay.
So he pushed back our date like 3 hours because he had to go milk.
So he's bothering you, bothering you, bothering you. Get somebody else to bother you, bother you, bother you. Finally, you're like, fine, I'll go on a date. And he's like, give me a second.
Hold on.
Yeah, hold
on. Like, I believe his exact words were, can we push it back 3 minutes? I need to go play with some titties for a little bit.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, classy guy. Yep. I got to go handle some heifers.
Literally.
And I love cows. So I don't know if that's when I was just like, yeah, cool.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll wait 3 hours.
Yeah.
Drove up to Alexandria, wandered around Target for 3 hours. Met you at Burger King in Melrose?
No, it was in Sock Center.
Oh, Sock Center?
And I drove you there in my truck.
Do you still have this truck?
No, it was a Redneck Express Ford Ranger. It
was a Ford Ranger. You lit it up like a circus, you called it. Like, he thought he was a semi. He thought he was an 18-wheeler in his Tonka truck.
Sure, sure, sure.
I had roll bars and lights everywhere and CB antennas. And
yeah.
It was a Tonka truck.
And it's a tiny little Ford Ranger.
Tiny little Ford Ranger.
Okay.
Tiny.
Overcompensating. In your mind, you're like, what is this man overcompensating
for? I was like,
what
is this pile of poo?
Yeah. Yeah. Coming to pick you up to take you to Burger King.
Tucks me to Burger King.
Yeah.
He goes, I got $3.
Uh-huh.
So order off the dollar menu. But you can only get one thing because there's water at the apartment. And he gets himself two things because he's extra hungry. That was his reasoning.
Mind you, I haven't eaten in like 3 days.
Yeah, you've had a slice of bread and water like a medieval prisoner.
Prisoners are eating better than I was at this point.
Yes.
So like, I was like,
no, she
didn't. A dollar? He's like, yeah, one thing. And there's water at the apartment.
Yeah.
I'm thinking in my head, do I want to go back to this apartment?
Yeah.
It was pretty grimy.
So, yeah. Who all were you living with?
I had two roommates. Okay. We had a two-bedroom apartment, and I had two roommates. I had a room to myself, and they shared bunk beds.
Cute. That's adorable. Are you still
mind you, they were bringing girls home at the same time and then sharing.
That is so.
In the bunk bed.
Yeah.
It's very,
very early. Very appealing. 20s. Yeah. Yep. Bounce chicken wow wow. You go back and you're like, all right, you get your whole, the king suite to yourself in this apartment.
Yep.
And water.
Yep.
Okay. So you go back.
Nice
you get
mason
your one
jar
thing.
Of water.
Uh huh. Yep.
Forgot. Oh, Jesus
Christ. And I mean, it's not like the little mason jar like people like actually yeah. use. It was like the full, like, I'm going to can a thing of green beans.
Got it. Got it. So you've got your
Here's your glass of water.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What did you see in me?
I think it was your persistence.
Yeah. Yeah. Persistent, dazzling personality. Yeah.
Then you turned the Wii on.
I did? Yeah.
What did you play?
I think you just turned Netflix on, but you... You didn't have, like, a real anything, so you had the Wii.
You have no idea how broke I was
This is very... I love the, like, teenage college years. What were you going to school for?
Carpentry.
Okay, got it, which makes sense with what you do to this day. So, luckily, it paid off for you. Okay, so, carpentry, you're like, whatever, I can rig up whatever I need to rig up. Here's a mason jar. We don't have anything to watch Netflix on, but here's the Wii and whatever. And, okay, get something for 99 cents preferred, 99 cents or less for your, what did you have for your first meal together?
I got the value burger meat. Well, I remember that. I got the two burgers.
What did I get?
I think you got the chicken sandwich.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, and you decide, yep, let's go back to the apartment.
Committed at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're an hour away.
No, because we got back to the apartment and you left real quick.
Were the roommates Smoky home?
Burnout. Yes, they were. Because they were banging on the wall, making noises. And then they played that song.
Oh, yeah. The Lonely Island, I Just Had Sex.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
All of a sudden that would just come blasting and they'd be like, Cameron, Cam. I'd be like, we're... He just turned the Wii on, everybody.
Yes. And you have been married for 11 years to this man. Cameron, I hope you wake up every day
thankful.
And thank your lucky friggin' stars. Of all, how many love stories have we told? This is a train wreck. Yeah.
I gave her no reason to stay with me.
No, this is top five train wreck love story.
Oh my God.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So you're starting off on shaky ground, but you're just like, you know what? Love will persist. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you leave. And your impressions of this entire situation are?
Well, nothing.
Okay.
I feel like I was like, whatever. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go home back to my normal.
Yes.
Everyday yes. routine.
I'm still hungry, so I'm going to go eat some
I'm
going
to go home
food.
And have my mom make me supper.
Yeah. Yes. And Cameron, she leaves, and are you like, shoot, I should have.
No, I had to leave and go milk.
Again? Oh.
I had to go milk that night.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay. That's not a euphemism for anything, is it?
Nope. No.
Nope. So you leave, and how much longer after date number one before, like, do you text her right away? Do you text him right away?
I did not text him at all. Nope.
Not surprised.
You did. And I think, was it around Valentine's Day?
I think so.
Because then you sent me flowers for Valentine's Day.
After?
Way back in the day, he was already sending flowers.
Wow. Okay, so I love that he has...
No money.
You eat a $1 item off the dollar menu, but then send flowers.
And then
flowers.
I get roses. Yep.
Dang.
There was no card, but he sent me a text. And I believe it was just like, will you be my forever Valentine?
Cameron.
Like, he was already.
Yeah.
I was both a spin feet in.
Yeah.
And I'm
right
just like.
The game.
I'm almost embarrassed I sent that. I
you,
that.
Yes. I think I saved it onto that phone, but I don't think I have that phone anymore.
And here's what really gets comical.
Mm-hmm.
I quit trying.
Yep.
She made me mix CDs about kissing because she wanted to kiss me.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like.
He'd just be like, buddy, buddy, like, mm-mm. Hey, pal, handshake. Yeah. So you send me all these roses mm-hmm. and you say
so
this.
So this is
and
after
then...
the roses. He's like, and then he's just like, hey, champ, and gives you the old.
He's like, hey, buddy, old pal, I just took a big old dump. What's up?
So. This went on.
Be my forever Valentine.
You're my forever Valentine.
Yeah, this is what you're getting yourself into.
But let's
yeah.
So
let's hang, bro.
I go I went on spring break, and I went down to Lake Havasu, Arizona to ride motorcycle with my brother. Mm-hmm. He was living down there. Mm-hmm. And she messages me, and I go on Facebook, and mind you, back in the days of, we weren't in my cell phone plan.
You weren't allowed to message me from Arizona.
Because the I wasn't covered, and it was like super expensive. It was
texting rates
I go on Facebook, and she's going to the bar looking for guys. Like, chasing guys with her friends.
Shadies.
Because you're like, I took a dump and I gave you the old, you know, 1-2 shoulder punch.
My mom was real pissed she got that cell phone bill.
I believe
it. It was like $3,000.
So you stalked the living day. Every 5 minutes he would call. I still can't hear you. Where are you? I'm at the bar. What do you need? Well, why? He'd call and he'd call.
You screwed up because you were just like way let off the gas, and you were just thinking you could coast after a chicken sandwich and a dozen roses. Cameron's like, done. I'm a coast. Yep. Okay.
Wrangled that one.
Yep. Yep. And you're like, I'm sorry. You have to swing and a miss. Yeah. I'm leaving. If you try, your lasso skills are lacking.
They loosened up real fast.
Yeah. Yep. I'm out of here. You managed to escape. And so he's like way just like, hey, pal, whatever. And you're like, okay, goodbye. Yeah. I'm going to go to the bar where I can get some real attention.
Yes.
Okay, of course. And so Cameron down in Arizona is like, wait a second. I thought we were getting married. And you're like, yeah.
Well, not that far, Jesus Christ.
He's like, I'm going to commit a relationship. Yeah.
I changed my Facebook status.
Oh, my God.
Why did I agree to this?
Because it's just comical car crash.
I love early 20s.
This is our early life. It is literally a car crash.
Early 20s Cameron logic of just like,
yeah, whatever.
Done. You're in trouble with your mom.
Yep.
Because you spent $3,000 trying to track.
trying to not screw up this relationship.
Across the country.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So you're out at the bar with your friends, hanging out, having a good time, just living your life, whatever, posting to Facebook. Look at us. We're out, you know, having a great time. Cameron opens up, sees that, whoops, I messed up real bad, tries to track you down. You're like, okay, sorry, pal. Didn't realize that, like, you know, this was a thing.
Buddy.
Okay. Yeah. So then by the end of the conversation, are you like, all right, fine, I'll date you? Or are you like, you're in Arizona, we'll talk later?
Yep.
Okay.
Pretty much. Like, see you when you get back. Uh-huh. Bye. Then you get back.
And I had to go milk cows right away.
These cows really were needy.
Yeah. You were in a committed relationship with these cows, and Barb is just the side piece.
She would show up at the farm to spend time with the cows.
Yeah. Yes.
They let me feed the calves. That was my favorite part.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something you're impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
So then I finally get around to asking her out, and I'm about to ask her out, and her sister's like, hey, guys, I'm leaving. And I'm like, looked at her sister is a terrible driver. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You're and at my house. Mind
you, I'm driving the Ranger, and I had just had the whole truck painted.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, I'm halfway.
The things that you were spending money on.
Yeah. Well.
He's spending dad's it wasn't money.
Okay.
Dad decided it needed to be painted.
Got it. Okay. And Dad doesn't care if you eat more than a piece of bread.
Well, he didn't know I was that broke.
Got it.
He's yelled at me for not asking him for money, and my response to him was, you always bet me all I did was ask for money, so I wasn't asking for money.
Yeah.
Ask for money to go see that dumb broad from St. Cloud.
Yeah, that was sad.
So what a sweet man.
I'm about to ask Barb out, and her sister's like, hey, I'm leaving. And I'm like, hey, I'm parked kind of at an angle behind you. Don't hit my truck. Austin 10 minutes later comes in, and I'm trying to
muster up the courage to ask this woman to be your lifetime.
The bed. Her sister comes in, Barb, come out here.
All right, let's talk vodka. Not the boring, flavorless kind you panic by before a party, but something with actual personality. Norman's Shuck Vodka from Garden State Distillery. This stuff is distilled in small batches in Toms River, New Jersey, and it's infused with oysters, seaweed, and sea salt. Basically, the Jersey Shore in a glass, minus the spray tans. They call it a dirty martini in a bottle, and they're not wrong. It's got this subtle salty brine, a little ocean breeze vibe, and a smooth finish with just a hint of pepper. Honestly, it makes your Bloody Marys, oyster shooters, and even your basic vodka sodas taste like you know what you're doing. Oh, and seafood? Forget it. This vodka was born to sit next to a platter of oysters. And because I negotiated like the feisty podcast host I am, you get 15% off anything from Garden State Distillery. Yep. The highest discount out there, exclusively for my listeners. Just use code LOVESTORY at GardenStateDistillery.com. You're welcome. Let's be honest. Most cookies out there are either too basic or too bougie, but Molly B's somehow nailed the balance. Bold, fun, and unforgettable cookies that actually taste as good as they sound. We're talking flavors like Be Cordial with chocolate and cherry chunks, Big Joe with fresh ground coffee and a hint of rum, Boba Doodles with Snickerdoodle and Boba Pearls, and everybody's favorite train wreck, the Hot Mess, with mango, white chocolate, and crushed hot Cheetos on top. I know, it sounds unhinged, but trust me, one bite and you'll be hooked. Molly's a single mom from Alaska who turned her kitchen experiments into a full-blown national sensation. Featured on Food Network, Martha Stewart Living, and even at the Grammy Awards. These cookies are indulgent, surprising, and absolutely addictive. And because I've got the hookup, you get 10% off your order. Yes, the highest discount they offer when you use my code LOVESTORY at mollybees.com. Stock up for gifts, hoard them for yourself, or both. No judgment here.
She runs out, silence. I go out there 5 minutes later. Her sister had like floored it in reverse into the side of my truck, which had been out of the body shop for 6 hours.
Oh, man.
She destroyed it.
Older sister, younger sister?
Older.
Okay, older sister.
Yes, Shelly, that's you. Okay. I'm still hold a grudge.
Hits it in reverse.
Crunch. I'm surprised we didn't hear it from inside the house. She nailed it.
She like wide open into the back of it.
Okay.
Or right inside.
Okay. Calls everybody out there and you walk out. Well, 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 what do we have
and here? I'm trying to ask her out.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm so off. Didn't I leave?
You said, I want you to be my girlfriend, but I'll be back later.
I was ready to murder someone. I think I went to Fleet Farm.
I don't know. Yeah, you took off. You took off. I was like, what did you just say?
Fleet Farm needs to sponsor this episode. That's truly what saved a relationship.
We love it.
I want you to be my girlfriend, but I gotta go.
I gotta take a minute.
Yeah. What does the sister do? She's like, okay, well, thanks for getting out of my way.
I think she called my parents. I was like, Dad, what do I do? I just wrecked Barb's something another.
Yeah, Barb's homies. Buddies. Yeah.
I don't know, his truck. And so then, then Dad's on the phone. He's like calling insurance and everything. So like, all got worked out. My sister's insurance probably went up. I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
I was like, it ain't my problem. It's between you two.
Yeah.
It cost more to fix the truck than the truck was worth. I remember that.
I think after that day, your dad really hated me.
Yeah, he was not a fan.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it was your sister's fault, so right. I guess. Yeah, but it happened at your house, so yeah, if not for you.
Yeah. I had a history of bad choice of women before this. He had a right to probably not be a real fan of you.
All right. Okay, and then Barb, were you just kind of like, I mean, had you had many relationships before Cameron, or was it just
Cameron was my first ever boyfriend.
Okay, so you didn't know what to expect, so you're like, this must be what all men are like.
Yeah, flaky, crazy, squirrel.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, yeah.
Just like, gotcha, all right, on to the next.
Should I just follow thing? Along yep. now, or what do I do?
Yeah. Yeah, do I lead you on my rope, or do you lead me around?
What's happening now? Yeah. No, I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. He wants to be my boyfriend, so... Now but he's at what? Fleet Farm. Did you come back after Fleet Farm, and then you finally were... You swept her off her feet then?
Mm-hmm. Then I asked her out, and she said yes.
Okay.
I don't know if you swept me off my
feet. I remember I was still mad. Oh, real mad.
You were raging.
Okay. So now you're officially dating and living in Alexandria, living in St. Cloud. Mm-hmm. And what's kind of this time period like as you're just
I started skipping college to hang out with her. I forgot about that. Yeah. I was failing. We had to take one elective, so I took gym class.
You were failing gym class?
I failed gym class, and I had to go beg the teacher to pass me. And then she took my final for me. It was a take-home test.
For a gym final? Yes. A written gym final?
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. Gym class was at like 7 o'clock at night.
You had her like write a paper about something about the benefits of physical activity. It was something weird like that. Not that you're dyslexic, but I mean.
I'm dyslexic. ADHD, dyslexic. Like
he's over here like, what? I don't even understand what physical activity is. Like, what do you mean you don't under? You?
Why do I gotta work out to go work out?
So I was like, what? I can throw this out in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you became his ChatGPT. Three-page paper.
APA format, I got this.
Yep.
I have no idea what you just said.
I do this on a daily basis. Yep. Let me just... Done.
The gym teacher is like, wow.
A+. Cameron's a genius.
Gym teacher congratulated me on passing the class with a D- and then told me, tell whoever wrote the paper, good job.
Thank you.
It was me, gym teacher, obviously.
And I think my mom proofread it because she proofreads all my papers.
Nice. Hey, I'm writing this. James. I'm just freelancing. Alexandria Community College is going to pull your diploma.
Yeah, we don't need it at that point.
Okay, so you're skipping gym class, failing gym class. You write the paper because you're constantly spending all this time in St. Cloud. And at what point, who drops the L-bomb first?
Oh, that was me.
That was him.
I knew very soon on that I was going to marry her.
How did he say it? How did it all...
It slipped.
Oh!
And then she got all weird and left. I remember that.
Okay.
She's like, oh, I don't, and left.
Ooh, I love that.
We were a hot mess.
Yeah, yes. Like, this is incredible.
And I think I looked at you like, did he stutter? Did he say what I thought he said? But then I took you seriously. We were camping. My grandparents had a permanent camper up on Mille Lacs Lake in Garrison.
Mm-hmm.
So we were camping, and he would keep dipping the stick into the campfire and then get like all ashy, and he wrote it on the side of the fire pit.
Aww.
And then he'd be like, I'm like, it's pitch black.
Yeah, I can't.
You're writing in black.
Yeah.
No one's ever called me bright.
I'm like, what? What's wrong? Something's on fire? Yes. I'm trying to look.
Barb.
Like, she didn't see it until the next morning.
It's dark.
Did you have any idea what he had written? Were you, or were you just like...
No, I'm just like...
Whatever.
I said, if you wrote something inappropriate, Grandma's going to see that. She's going to be really mad. And then I was like, my little cousins are here.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure, they can read.
I'm pretty sure your cousin seen it before you did.
Erica.
Aw. So then you saw it the next morning, and then you were like, swoon. Like,
that was so sweet.
Again, still don't know what you've seen in me.
I think it's your persistence.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a go-getter when you want
to
be.
Speaking of go-getting, what did you go get this morning, Cameron? Why were you late to...
Why did I have to drive here separately?
Yeah.
I had to go to the cities and go buy a set of tires.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you spend a lot of time going and getting
parts.
Things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Parts. Yeah.
And then I got stuck in traffic. I had timed it out. We had enough time. And then there was an accident. I got stuck in traffic.
He like smelled his own junkyard.
Yeah. And you live in...
We go get ice cream in these things.
That's the payoff. There is...
The payoff. But all of them that you bring home are for max 3 people. And we're a family of 4.
I'm sorry, I have good taste in trucks. You won't let me buy another car, so it's on you.
Oh my Lord.
You'll just do it anyway and then ask for forgiveness later.
Pretty
so,
much.
Yeah. Okay, so he's a go-getter. He's persistent. He writes I love you on the side of the fire pit. Does the rest of the family see this too? Do they know that you guys are in love?
No, she wiped it off. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I was embarrassed.
Of course. Yes. Stop being so
gushy,
Cameron.
Well, you weren't supposed to wait till morning to see it.
And how long after you started dating, because if you were dating around kind of Valentine's Day, spring-ish, is this like late spring?
April?
June?
No. So it was like May, Memorial June. Day.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
So now you're dating and...
This is 14 years ago. We don't remember.
A long
Yeah. So now, are you, you had finished out the school year. Then do you go back to school for carpentry?
No, I was done. I moved. Okay. Mm-hmm. I moved to Sauk Center.
Okay.
I lived above the DMV in the middle of the corner along the highway.
And you're still in St. Cloud, and you are going to school for?
I was going to school for medical assisting nursing.
Okay.
So I switched jobs from Toys R Us to the hospital working straight nights.
Well, that's tough for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Working straight nights.
So, like, Cameron's... you moved to Sauk, and then I switched to nights. Kind of all around at the same.
Yep. So I'd work all day, go home, shower, drive to St. Joe from Sauk Center, leave her house at like 10:30, go home, and then get up at like 5 in the morning to go to work. We did that for what, 2 years?
Oh, no, God, no. I hate working nights. I only did that for a year. I'm not a night shift girl.
Mm. No, it's rough. So you're still living at home. Cameron's living in Sauk Center. Okay. And so now how long did we date before we get married?
He proposed on our 2 year anniversary.
And did you see it coming?
Everyone at work was picking on me because he sent flowers saying, like, happy anniversary, gushy card about how much he loves me, all this kind of thing. And they're like, oh, you're getting engaged tonight. So I'm panicking all day at work.
Okay.
I'm freaking out.
Calling me like every hour.
I called my mom. I was like, what? Oh my God, mom. And she's like, what's so wrong with it? What if it does happen? What's so wrong with it? I'm like, I'm just a baby.
Yeah.
What do you mean, what's wrong with it? I am your smallest child. I am an infant, practically. And you're just going to let some guy come in and take me away? So she's like, you got to calm down. Like, it's not that bad.
Mother, I'm an infant. I cannot possibly be out here getting married.
You're just cutting the cord like that. Done. So I get home, and then we fight.
We had bought a house together. At the
spot.
So
for probably a good 30 minutes when I got home, because I was so agitated of the whole thing.
So what she didn't know is she was getting engaged that night. And I had called the farm because she loves cows.
Yeah.
Had them clean out the calf barn, re-bed it with fresh bedding, so I could kneel down without getting cow on my knee and propose. Super romantic and like all this planned out.
Yeah.
And I called him like, how do you, on your anniversary, convince your girlfriend, hey, we got to go to the farm. I got to go work.
And she's already mad at you because she's like, everyone's been telling me I'm getting engaged. I'm not ready to be out in the wild world by myself. I get home and say,
I have to go help with cows. Like, we got to go and I'll make it up to you. I ain't effing going and da 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 da. All day I've been trying to get her to go.
Yeah.
So as a backup plan, I didn't know what to do.
Blah, 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 blah.
I didn't know what to do. So I would, part of it, I went and got her favorite cookie salad from Colburn. And I didn't know what to do because...
You're just putting spoonfuls of cookie salad, leading her out the door.
It gets better. Just wait. So she goes to the bathroom and she's goes to the bathroom. On the way, she yells at me, I ain't effing going to the effing farm on our anniversary. So I go to the thing. I have no idea how I'm going to do and propose now. So I stuck the ring in the cookie salad. And then I realized there's cookie salad on the lid. So I licked the lid and shoved it on there. Well, she comes out of the bathroom and she's yelling at me because she thinks she's getting engaged now, freaking out. I hand it to her, will you marry me? And she chucks it at the window.
The cookie salad with the ring?
Hits the window.
Explodes everywhere.
And it was the big one. Yeah. Explodes.
And quit effing with me.
Yeah. And when she chucked it, all she sees me is dive across the living room, which there is now cookie salad everywhere, looking for this ring. She starts crying and says, yes, as I'm looking for the ring buried in cookie salad against the wall. And then she starts crying, can we go to the farm and you propose? No.
Do it the normal way.
So then I explained to her, I had this all planned out and romantic. Yes. And she screwed it up. And she's like, well, to this day, every anniversary, will you redo it? No.
You ruined the good proposal.
Yeah. So I shoved this ring on my finger.
Yes.
Oh, God,
I found it in the cookie salad.
Mind you, don't have a lot of money, and I spent quite a bit of money on that.
Go to my parents, which I didn't know they already knew because he went and asked permission. I was like, Mom, look, look. And then my mom's like, yes, but I think it's too small.
My finger was swelling up, turning purple.
We couldn't get the ring off. So I just got it. I slammed it on my finger. 3 hours later, we're at DJ Bitson, and they're sawing the ring off of my finger.
Do you want to see a grown man cry? Oh, my God. I was literally in tears watching them. They're like, it's okay. We can fix it.
It's fine. We'll solder it back. We'll remelt the gold down. I'm just like, oopsie daisy.
Yeah. turns out it goes on real easy when it's covered in cookie salad.
Yeah, just slide right on. Lubricate it. So, yeah. So I got my ring cut off of me right away.
Yep. Thank God you didn't take it as an omen.
And
you
then
know?
In yeah. my yeah. eyes, I was like, we're engaged. We don't got to get married.
Sure.
For a long time.
We're done. Mm-hmm. This is
I've like done a yeah.
5-year engagement. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I sent her flowers. We're dating. I put a ring on it. Now we're engaged.
We're like practically married. Yeah.
Exactly.
We done. Already bought a house together. Like,
yeah. What more do you want, Barbara?
Yeah.
Well, dang. Within 6 hours, the wedding date was picked. Of course. And I'm sitting over here just having an utter panic attack. Like, what are you doing
I
to me?
I have to get married?
Yeah. You do.
You didn't that's have to
what
rush this means. It.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
We were engaged for a year and a half, Cameron. That's not rushing it.
That's so not rushing it.
People do like 6 months.
Backing yes. up a little bit. So I come from a very messy, divorce-filled mm-hmm. family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And my dad had asked me, when are you gonna propose? And I looked at him, and my dad has been dating my stepmom since I was 4 years old.
Okay.
And I looked at him. I said, Dad, I'm going to propose the day after you propose.
Mm-hmm.
A week later, we were walking into some holiday or birthday or something. Yeah, he calls me, hey, I just want to let you know I proposed to Dory. And I was like, you son of a checkmate.
And this is the dad who was all upset
that
about
dumb yeah. broad.
Yeah. By the way, wow. once yeah. he got to know Barb, he's like, you're marrying her. She's the best thing you've ever,
aww.
Like, just in love with Barb.
So he says, I proposed to Dory. Did he and Dory get married?
No.
No, hell no.
Okay. They're still just engaged.
For 10, 11 years, 12 years later.
But she's got a ring on, so.
She's happy yeah. she yep. finally got
she's
a ring.
She's allergic to yeah. it, so she can't wear
aww.
It.
Okay, we should have your dad and Dory on, too.
You'll never get, you think I'm awkward?
Oh, that'd be so funny.
Okay, so you're planning a wedding. You're engaged for a year and a half. And then how does the wedding, everything happen?
Terrible.
Okay. I'm shocked.
Really?
So let's prep.
6 months before the wedding, I am with my parents and the flower
and
girl.
Are they officially okay with yep. cutting the cord on you? And
yep. They're,
okay.
they're trying to shove her out the
really,
door.
They really, like, kicked me out, like, uh-huh. time to.
Yeah, you're his now.
My dad would always say, the apron strings are cut. Like, figure it out.
Stop hanging around
I
here.
I was like, I thought I was your favorite dad. So we're in the cities looking at wedding dresses, flower girl dresses, mm-hmm. all the things. And I get a phone call from his dad. And he goes, don't panic.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
I'm panicking. Yeah.
uh-huh. He's like, everything is okay. I called the ambulance. So I'm like, okay,
now we had gone snowmobiling.
Don't panic. I called the ambulance. I just started bawling.
Of
like
course.
I couldn't. So my mom talked to his dad. Turns out they went. Cameron was up all night plowing.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got on a snowmobile first thing in the morning. His dad drove up. They went snowmobiling. Cameron mm-hmm. got T-boned on his snowmobile by an elementary school friend of mine.
Oh my god!
Shattered his collarbone, dislocated.
Sticking out of my shoulder.
Disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get to Melrose because he was near the Melrose Stock Center area.
And you
when
were
the
in
crash
the cities.
Happened, and okay. I'm in the cities.
And they have to stop by our house in St. Joe to pick up a snowmobile trailer to get a snowmobile
your
home.
Totaled snowmobile.
Yeah, totally.
And my
yeah.
dad's snowmobile back to his yes. truck.
Did they airlift you out or was it just
no.
like, okay, so
no.
you, an ambulance was
so
okay?
They,
this, the ambulance drove down like the Wobegon Trail and got to him.
So
I don't know.
The problem was they thought it was just a dislocated shoulder.
Uh-huh.
They didn't know my collarbone was. They didn't do X-rays or anything. These two little nurses come in. They had to be 80 pounds. They and they're like, "We're gonna hook these sandbags to your wrist. Oh, you're gonna I'm roll over, out. And we're gonna drop it. It'll dislocate like, your shoulder, and we'll pop it back in. You won't be in pain anymore."
And are you thinking to yourself like, "This is
oh, thank
more
God.
Happening."
And the whole time, like, I'm literally crying in pain. And like, first responders, one of them told me to quit being a dislocated shoulder.
Uh huh.
They're all like, you shouldn't be in this pain, so they're not giving me painkillers. They dropped the bag, and I remember my knuckles hitting the floor, and my whole shoulder went with.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. You're a big girl.
But my dad calls her. He waits like 4 hours. I've already been in the emergency room for 4 hours before he calls her because he thinks he's going to get in trouble.
And you're a nursing student. Are you working in nursing now or still going to school?
No, still going to school.
Okay,
so
but
I'm
you're like... Yeah.
My dad's a first responder. So mm-hmm. he like steps. We made it from Maple Grove to our house in St. Joe, then up to Melrose in 35 minutes. He yeah. drove on the shoulders. He did all yeah. the yeah, like, all the maneuvers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we get there, and that's when I see like my elementary school friend and my parents see
did he get
his
hurt?
Parents. No, he was
hey,
fine.
Ben.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So
thanks,
we're all
Ben.
Like, whoa, hi, how are you? You know, talking. And then I hear Cameron. I'm like, what? He goes, Barb, I'm real. I didn't. I'm like, you.
You. Lord. You are the problem.
So I'm the one that figured out that his bone was sticking out. I was like, that's not. Like,
how
oh,
have we not?
That's just part of the,
don't worry,
the
we'll,
thing, you know.
We'll put you in a brace and it'll heal itself.
Yes, so they strapped
your bone
his shoulders
sticking.
Back like this, and now it's like coming out. And they sent us home like that. So I called the orthopedics right away in the morning, and you had surgery the next day. So he was in a sling, though, for 6 months. Like, oh, the week before our wedding, he finally was able to, like, take his arm
yeah.
out.
And move it.
Things.
We didn't know if I was going to make it to the wedding without a sling.
Yeah.
He hadn't worked. He was.
I was going to say, you're a carpenter. So
it's, yeah. I didn't work. I sat in a Lazy Boy for 6 months. Well, now I've gained a bunch of weight because all I can do is sit in a Lazy Boy.
Yeah.
Didn't fit into any of my.
So it was just a mess from there. The week before the wedding.
I go back to work the week before.
Back, yep, you kay. Go back to the work. I'm
with
off
with your wimpy
now.
Little arm. That's you. Got, yep. Yeah.
No muscle left in it.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yep.
I'm off of work to get stuff ready for the wedding, you know, get everything mm-hmm. lined up. So I'm calling, like, church confirming that, the photographer confirming mm-hmm. times, like, photos for these people, just so, like, I can get, like, a thing. Calling the hair place. I go to call our reception.
Your mom called the reception.
Someone called the reception. And she goes, there is no wedding.
Uh-huh.
We got a call 2 weeks ago that it's canceled because Cameron cheated on Barb. And so
this
my
is
mom,
all news. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, what? No, no, no.
We're getting
no,
married
no.
tomorrow.
We get married. No, no, uh-huh. that's not true. No. The reception hall, she just has a cell phone. So she mm-hmm. goes back, gives me the number. It's Cameron's psycho ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, someone posted our wedding information in like the newspaper or something in Montevideo with like every detail of our
small
wedding, like
town.
The church,
yep.
everything was in there. So she took the liberty to call
uh-huh.
and cancel it on our
yeah.
behalf.
Very, very kind of her.
And mind you, I'm at work and all of a sudden I start getting voicemails and phone calls. I've been working for a new boss. I started that mm-hmm. Monday. And she is screaming at me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what I did. What's going on here?
Well, apparently.
You dated a psycho.
Yeah. You cheated on me. Yeah, so, and now our wedding is off, apparently.
So they had to run to the cities and go buy all the supplies and make all the dinner. And they had 12, like.
And this is, like, so the
16 hours
hall,
to get the dinner ready.
They took this cancellation from this very, you know, kind
yes.
woman
yep.
who was, mm-hmm. yes, okay. So they took the phone call. Canceled, then they're just like, sweet, everybody's got a Saturday night off, ping ping ping
yeah.
and then you call the day before and they're like,
oh
yeah, we're all working, like, so you kept it at the original
set up yeah, yeah. our decorations and all that, so I'm confirming and I'm just like, oh my, sick to my stomach.
Yeah,
it all worked out
at the same your original venue, everything
yeah, everything
and they managed
worked
to pull
out
it off.
Like nothing changed, everything worked out, but the fact that she canceled it.
Uh-huh.
So it's already
and
rocking.
She caused a lot of problems at the beginning of our relationship.
Yes, yes. Well, as exes tend to do sometimes.
Yes.
Okay. Psycho. So she's thinking, I'm going to finally get this man back if I can only get
just
old Barb out of the way.
Cancel his wedding.
Yep. Let's get Barb out of the way.
I sure hope she doesn't see this.
I love it. That is an unprecedented. We've never had a story like that on the Love Story podcast before. So this is, I love it.
So any brides out there, it could be worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Could be worse. You started the relationship just super like, cool, here's some flowers, we're doing it. And
it was,
then,
it was a hot mess all the way through
yeah,
getting married.
Yeah. I love it.
Yep.
Okay. So hot mess express, choo choo, pulling into the station. Finally, the Pecks are getting married.
Yep.
Finally.
Yep.
Okay.
We did it.
Wedding day is, I mean, everybody's having a great time. Anybody?
Well,
Cameron's late.
Okay.
Cameron is late to the wedding.
All right.
So one of my best friends is in my wedding, and I'm hungry. I'm like, we're going to run to McDonald's drive-thru quick before on the way to the church.
Uh-huh. In your
the
suit,
dumb
buttons popping at the seams.
He ordered a steak, egg, and cheese sandwich.
I didn't even know McDonald's offered that.
Took him 25 minutes to make it, and he won't let me leave. I am late getting to the church because he ordered a steak, egg, and cheese sandwich. My food was already gone by the time he got his food.
This is not breakfast time. So they had to go back and like harvest everything that they needed to make like, in the specialty
sandwich.
It was
like 9:30.
Right at 10. Like, okay. It was 9:30, 10.
Okay. So it's still breakfast.
Still breakfast time. Okay. So he's just like, oh,
sneaking
man.
In right at the end of breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, we put all the steak and egg and cheese away. Yeah. But now, okay.
Now we need to saute this up.
Quick. Yeah.
Yep. Travis. Oh,
yes. Old McDonald is standing in the back and he's just
so I was late getting to the wedding. Uh-huh. She had no idea because her sister was running block.
They did a very good job.
So what are you thinking? Are they just like, let's cover up all the clocks and pretend that time doesn't matter today?
I think my sister was just like, okay, let's, you know, she's more like reminiscing like things like, oh, let's just talk about our child. Oh,
so sweet.
You're the first one to get married. You know, I'm so happy. Blah, 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 blah.
And you're like, okay, but I think I've got. And she's like, no, Barb, look at me. Like, just
let's go
in.
This way. Yeah. Oh, we should do a picture like this of you in this room getting dressed.
So the plan was I was getting dressed at the church with all my groomsmen. Uh-huh. So we roll in. They're already all dressed, wondering where the hell we're at.
Yeah. Outside doing pictures.
So I show up and I'm still wearing blue jeans and a t-shirt.
Uh-huh. Which is what you wore to was what your outfit was.
I need to put a dress shirt and a tie on. But.
Okay. All right. I have to do so much getting ready. Yes, Cameron, put a shirt on. Yeah.
Then he shows up to pictures, finally. I'm standing there waiting. He comes around the corner. We do, like, the first look, so I still haven't seen him. Mm-hmm. I turn around, and I'm literally like, I wish I could insert picture here. devastation on my face.
Do you have a picture?
I do.
Then yes, then we will insert picture.
I will send
here.
That
what did I do wrong?
I literally, you can see the devastation in my face. I turn around and look at him, and here he is. I'm like,
I'm here.
I love you. And his vest is wrinkled. His dresser is not tucked in. Like, it's just draped down him like a little dress. And I'm like, tuck in your I want a redo. I want a redo.
I don't like what I'm seeing. My first look, I don't like it.
No.
Let's try the second
one. Do it again.
One.
Tuck in your shirt. He didn't have his boutonniere on, nothing, because he literally just came running from the parking lot.
Yeah.
I was like, no. Why? Who allowed this? Who let him over here like this right
and
now?
And your poor sister's like, if only you knew.
And she's just like, we've been
you're marrying him.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't tell you anything right now. Just take a deep breath.
She's like, Barb, the signs were there from the beginning. Like, I don't know what
don't
to tell
you. Recall?
So, make a guy feel good about himself.
I mean, you're like, right, I never tuck my dress shirts in. Like,
today you do.
It's touching today your knees. Tuck it in.
It's a dress shirt, not a dress, Cameron. That looks like a shirt.
Put this it, don't go viral. Never going to be able to show my face again.
So you finally get him pulled together.
Somebody takes you away.
Remove him. Remove him from my presence. I can't do this.
I don't know.
I think it was Dad, because I think I remember
my
dad yelling at me.
I took you away, but someone took you away. And I think you still had your safety. He didn't wear normal sunglasses. He wore, like, the 3M stuck to your, like, alien goggle sunglasses, safety glasses. And he still had them, like, up on the top of his head. Wow. And he just comes waltzing in.
We get married today or what?
Yeah, hey there, honey.
Is it bad when the producer is laughing? In the background?
Yeah, we've reached the end of our time, and she said, just keep it running. So, yeah.
Sorry.
It's a long story.
This is great.
So finally, you guys.
We're not even halfway through the story.
This is only year three.
I'm gonna have to let some people know that we've got more. There's more happening here.
Thank you for listening to Cameron and Barb tell their love story. This is part one. Stay tuned for part two.
Thank you for listening to the Love Story Podcast. You can subscribe to the show and you can follow us at the Love Story Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Cookies shouldn't be boring, and Molly B's clearly got that memo. These are bold, gourmet, artisan-crafted cookies like hot Cheetos in a cookie bowl. My listeners get 10% off the entire site at mollybees.com with code LOVESTORY. Go ahead, treat yourself. Your taste buds will thank you. You know how some vodkas taste like regret in a bottle? Yeah, this isn't that. Norman's Shuck Vodka from Garden State Distillery is basically a dirty martini already bottled up for you, infused with oysters, seaweed, and sea salt.
My listeners get 15% off, so go grab a bottle, shake up your cocktail game, and thank me later. Use my code LOVESTORY at GardenStateDistillery.com.
Do you think you have a love story for the ages? Do you think you have a love story that's like a meet cute? Or maybe you just have a regular old love story, but you guys have been together for so long that you don't even remember how you met? We would love to have you on the Love Story podcast to tell your story. Every love story is unique. Every love story is special. And whether you think you've got a cool story, a funny story, or just a heartwarming story, or just a story of the everyday regular old love, that's the kind of stuff we want to hear. Reach out at info@lovestoryweddingshow.com and we will schedule a time to get you featured on the Love Couch. If you're not local, we have the capabilities of doing it digitally as well. So don't forget to reach out info@lovestoryweddingshow.com or head to the show notes.